So first was conquering sex. Last, next is conquering anger. But when it comes to conquering this vice, it is seen that the children are very few children are pass in this subject of conquering anger, because many think that anger is not a vice. They think it is their weapon for them to express defense. Actually, anger is not a weapon. For a knowledgeable soul, anger is a very great enemy. Because someone who has anger is revealed very well when that person comes in contact or in relationship with people. And because he has anger in him, Baba's name is defamed. Those who observe him getting angry, they say, he is a knowledgeable child, he is Baba's child. I've seen now what Baba's children are like. There are many forms of anger. The biggest form of anger you all know very well, because that is visible. It is the revealed form of anger, and it can be known when one is getting angry. But the next is the subtle form of anger, which is in the form of jealousy, hatred. Inside there is jealousy and hatred towards someone. But externally, just speaking loudly, or may not even be showing externally, but internally, there is anger, because anger is a fire, is it not? A person who has anger, he is always burning. Not only he burns himself, but he burns others also in anger. So too, jealousy, hatred. Whoever has these weaknesses within, they burn in the fire of them continuously. Externally, they may not become red or blue, but inside they are. But actually, is red and blue is not bad, but inside they are black, Baba Singh. This is why that is very bad too. And the third form of anger is trying to be very clever or cunning. When it comes to understanding, they understand it very well and they say, what can I do? I have to be serious sometimes. I have to take the law in my hand sometimes for the benefit of that soul. But whether there is benefit of that soul, that you have to ask yourself. Actually, Bap Dada has never permitted or allowed anyone to take the law in his hand. Baba has not given the permission to anyone to take the law in his hands. Has he given the permission? Do you have the permission to take the law in your hands? Has it been spoken in any murli that Baba has said, take the law in your hand but don't get angry? No. The one who says that he will take the law in his hand, externally it may not be there, but internally there is a trace of anger in him. Those who are the instrument souls, they too don't have to take the law in their hands, but they only revise the law. They don't take the law in their hands. Nobody can take the law in his hands. But because they are instrumental, they have to revise the laws which Baba has made. He has to remind of the laws which Baba has made. This much permission those who are instrumental have got. But not everyone has this permission.